And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Emma Guillory with the Lafayette Public Library, here to talk about some of their spring activities. And there are many.
Absolutely.
I love receiving that tome that you all send out at the beginning of each season, because there's something for absolutely everybody having to do with words.
Absolutely. We always have a million things going on. There's something, like you said, for every age, for the little bitty ones. We have story time for the babies, even, you know, even before they can read or really understand what's going on. We have story times for them, all the way up to book clubs for adults, for sci-fi and mystery. It's a great place to be.
It is. And you're talking about all of the branches.
Yes, yes.
It's a good place to be. But certain branches have particular programs,
yes,
that they specialize in.
Exactly, that are specific to each program. You know, obviously at our biggest regional branches, we have a little bit more going on. And then, you know, but even at our smallest branches, you know, we have a couple of places that are tucked away and we still have things going on for people there. So
that's right. So what do you have coming up next that you really want to tell people about?
Well, we actually are just getting started with our 100 Book Club, which is really one of our biggest programs that we did. Last year was the first year that we did it. It was a huge success. We had over 200 people in Lafayette that read over 100 books in the calendar year. So basically all that is that you're committing to read 100 books between January the 1st and December the 31st of, you know, 2014. And they can be books of any kind. You know, we count graphic novels. They don't have to be library books. A lot of people are always confused about that. And you can log them at our website. That's where you can sign up as well, or you can come and sign up in person at one of our branches, and they'll give you all the details there. And then we had a celebration, and we gave out prizes. It was really a huge accomplishment.
Well, I think people are doing the math out there and realizing 100 books in a year, that's like a book every three and a half days.
Yeah, it's a little daunting. I always think of it as about 2 books a week, and it always really makes me kind of panicky on the inside, but I'm going for it. We had, I think, 4 people in our office alone that did it and shamed the rest of us that did not accomplish it, so we're really trying to step up our game for the next year.
Well, and if you do, I know many of us say, I wish we read more, wish I had more time to read, but it sounds like getting into that kind of book club, it really would inspire you to
exactly.
do that.
Exactly. I feel like it makes me more accountable that I've been logging my books. And so every time I'm writing down one of those books, it's like you said, especially early in the year, it's easy for me to look at the calendar and say, okay, about 3.5 weeks have passed. I need to have about 7 books read by now. And like I said, you know, it's really keeping me accountable as a reader. So we're going for it. I think we can do it this year.
So how does that work if someone's interested in joining it? Do you join online?
Yeah, sure.
Do you have to go to your branch library?
You can do either. You can either sign up at our website, which is LafayettePublicLibrary.org, or you can go into any of our 10 branches all around Lafayette Parish and sign up there, and they'll give you all the information at any of those branches.
You have to sign a pledge.
It's not too intense, but you know, you're just you're acknowledging that you're committing to try and read 100 books. So,
And do you have, like, I guess, a little support group for people who slip? And
You know, some of us in the office, we're our own support group. We've tried to counsel each other through these hard times. But, you know, with all this wintry weather, it's a good time to snuggle up with a book.
That's right. And it's a nice way to have a book club, because I know a lot of people who would like to have a book club. They think it's a great idea, but either they just don't have the right set of friends who read with them, or they can't agree on the book or something. So this is probably a good way to have your own, to be part of a book club.
Exactly. But part of a grander scheme book club. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's great. You know, our librarians are fantastic about recommending books, well, you know, called book advisory. So if you come in and you say, wow, I really loved Harry Potter, but I kind of don't know what's next to read, they can say, oh, well, if you loved Harry Potter, why don't you try this? And so it's great if you feel like you're kind of stuck as a reader, they can always put out great recommendations for you.
I guess that's what people call their financial people, wealth advisors now. So
see
now
that?
We have book advisors. take library work to a new level. If you are just tuning in, my guests are with the Lafayette Public Library. Emma Guillory and Beth Chasson are here talking about activities and programs that you can become involved with at the Lafayette Public Library. With all this cold weather, a lot of people are thinking about snuggling up with books. So it's a good time to think about the library and, you know, stock up on books for those times. And we seem to be having quite a few this winter. So, Beth, are you involved in this 100 book club as well?
I'm about as involved gets. I'm just like Emma said, you know, we're trying it ourselves. We don't want to put some unattainable
goal, right?
Kind of challenge. So we're trying. We didn't do so well last year, but 2014 is a new year, so we're trying again. And I did want to say, too, with the weather being the way it is, there is a possibility always that we could close. We did last Friday. But that doesn't mean that you can't enjoy what we have to offer. We still have online services. We have ebooks. We have audiobooks that you can download from our website. And we have lots of other kind of online resources that you can use, certainly whether we're open or closed.
So. I guess ebooks are like the old bookmobile in a way.
Exactly. That's a
new
good way
to think
put
of it.
That's a little virtual bookmobile heading out to you wherever you are.
That's
you
know, it. We call it our digital library. It's open 24/7.
All right. So. And so how do people sign up for that? What's the process for those people who have never done it before?
You mean to go online?
And well, get and look for the ebooks.
Huh? Well, you, first of all, you have to have a library card. So hopefully you've gotten that by now. If not, it is very easy to get. There's actually an application on our website, but that'll take a few days before you actually get the card. So if you already have a library card, then all you have to do is go to the top of our website, and our website is LafayettePublicLibrary.org. And at the very top, there's a link that says free stuff for our patrons, which is true. It is free. And when you click on there, there's a whole bunch of databases and resources, including OverDrive, which is our ebook service. And so when you click on that, it'll kind of walk you through the steps of signing up for that. We also have Zinio, which is magazines. A lot of people like to use that over the summer when they go to the beach and they take their iPad with them. They can read magazines on the beach. But certainly when it's cold and you're looking for something to do, it's a good place to
Same
peruse
principle,
as well.
Just more clothes involved,
exactly.
You know?
So
exactly. Take your library with you. That
there
changes
you go.
The whole notion of libraries, doesn't it?
That's it. We're really, you know, it's one of those things that sometimes people tend to not think about libraries staying up with the times, but we truly are. We're on the cutting edge of these kinds of things, and we have so much to provide for our patrons.
That's right. So it's not the same. I guess we like physical reminders
right.
of, you know, in all of our heads, we have that memory of, you know, the bookshelves and the way things
exactly.
smell.
Exactly, the way books smell. You hear yeah. that all the time.
If only you could provide that, say, on like an ebook. You know,
we're working on that. But in the meantime, we also have a mobile app, which is also good for people who have smartphones and tablets and that kind of thing. And it's just look in your app store for LPL Mobile, and you'll find us, and you can search our catalog. You can download the ebooks from there. And there's some other things that you can do straight from that
service.
There
is no excuse for not reading.
No excuse. And then even the two of the coolest things on our mobile app are that if say you're in a bookstore and you see a book, you can scan a barcode on the book and it'll tell you if we have it in our catalog, which is pretty amazing. And then also whenever you're in the library, you can check out your own books with the app. That never gets old for me. So you can scan, you know, be a junior librarian, you know, and scan your own books.
You can just walk right out of that library.
That's it. They will ask if you've checked out your books.
And you can put books on hold, too. So if you're at that bookstore and you find that book and you find that we have it, you can go ahead and put it on hold right then and there. And the next day, it'll be available at your preferred library to go pick it up. So, I mean, there's really no reason not to use it.
I can kind of imagine some people out there driving with their mouths open going, really?
Really?
Really? That's
the Lafayette Public Library is so cool. That's what they're thinking.
They are. But you know what? I do see, Emma, right there, that you have an actual book.
Hardcover book. You know, you always ask us what we've been reading. And Beth and I never know the answer to the question, and I always blank, so I brought it today. So I'm currently reading The Girl Who Circumnavigated Fairyland in a Ship of Her Own Making, and it is a hard physical book.
Yeah,
so.
With the plastic cover and Lafayette Public Library stamped
really
on there.
Really good, right?
So you can still have that experience as well.
We provide That's all right. of the different tactile experiences that one would look for, and you know, we have DVDs, we have CDs, we have audiobooks, we have Wii games, we have computer games. I mean, you know, if you want it, it's there. That's what Beth and I always say.
At any location or in the ether,
That's
virtually
it.
As
Correct.
Well.
It's out there.
And we do have 10 branches throughout the parish. So we want people to know that you can find us no matter how, you know, where you are in the parish. We're close by.
Right. And you can find out more about the services when you drop in.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
Do most of your branches have some kind of storytelling event for children?
We have storytelling at a good number of our branches. I can, and that all that information is available on our website, but I can say off the top of my head that we have it available at our Broussard, Chenier, Dusson, Jefferson Street, Milton, our North and South Regional Library, and our Youngsville Library. And then we also have Saturday story times occasionally at the South Regional Library, and we do those in English and in French. So, you know, always providing that bilingual aspect.
Definitely.
So check out our website, and you can see all of those story times
okay.
listed.
And what is that website again?
LafayettePublicLibrary.org.
So easy to remember. And of course, people can search for it as well. Do you all have a Facebook page?
We sure do.
We do. It's actually also Lafayette Public Library. There's a couple of different Lafayette Public Libraries on Facebook. So if you need to find us, we're, I believe, facebook.com/Lafayette Public Library.
So you're not competing with like Lafayette, Indiana,
Well, we not joke competing about that all the time. Per se, but yeah, there are quite a few out there. But
Lafayette, Colorado, I think we get calls for occasionally.
All the time. Yeah.
So make sure you're in Lafayette on Facebook right. for the Lafayette Public
We're easy
Library.
To find. Yeah.
So there really is no excuse for not using the public library here in our community. And of course, we cover many parishes, and all the surrounding parishes also have great library programs.
And most of them have the same services that we have as far as the e-books and that kind of stuff. So, you know, we're not trying to tell people not to go to those libraries, but it's worth checking out, see what you have at your closest library.
And it's always a great reminder, too, that if you live, work, or go to school in Lafayette Parish, even if you don't live here, you can still get a library card. So if you live, work, or go to school in Lafayette Parish, you can come on in and we'll get you a library card.
That includes all UL students.
Yeah. Right. Go Cajuns.
So get a library card. I mean, that seems like a little old-fashioned thing to say, but however you get it, get that library card. You can apply for it online, mm-hmm. or you can actually sign up for it at the branches
exactly.
and get your physical card. Mm-hmm. And that app is fascinating. I'm sure a lot of people, especially kids, would love to do that, check out their own books.
I guess that means that I'm a child at heart, because I'm telling you, it is a great thrill. Beth and I were just at one of our branch libraries, and I picked up a book, and I said, I'm just going to check this out as I go. And I just walked out and boop, scanned.
It's amazing that it's that easy. But yeah, it really is. So.
Yeah, I guess in my head is also flashing, you know, those little pockets in the back of the book.
Right.
We don't have
the card.
Dates. You know, and I'm sure there's some teenagers listening to us, right? I have no idea. What
no, we feel a little dated, huh?
And I will say some of the inconveniences of libraries of the past are there no more, because things like renewing your book, you can do that online or by phone, so you don't have to go to a library to
no
do
more
that.
Fines.
You can. Well, I won't say no more fines. Well,
if you're a conscientious reader, okay,
you
no
can
more
do
fines.
That. And as I've already mentioned, you can find a book in our catalog and put it on hold and have it sent to whatever library is your preference. So really, you know, a lot of people, we get this all the time, people who say, oh, I don't have time to go to the library, or I don't have time to, you know, physically go see what you guys have. Well, you don't have to physically go see what
well,
you have
and then
anymore.
When you do physically go, we have drive-through windows at two regional libraries, the North and South Regional. So you can reserve a book in our catalog online on your phone, and then it'll be ready. You'll get an email notification, and you just drive by and they hand it to you.
And
doesn't get easier than that.
Our main library, which is currently under renovation, is also going to have one of those drive-throughs. So we're very excited.
And I believe
about
East Regional as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Another library we're building. So.
Well, again, I want to tell you, these two incredibly enthusiastic readers here with me do work with the Lafayette Public Library, Emma Guillory, Beth Chasson. You did mention the library renovations on the main library. People, I'm sure, are very curious. What's going on over there?
Well, their construction is on schedule. Mm-hmm. We're very excited about it. Everything that that we've expected to happen has been happening, but we still have a few more months left of construction. And then once the construction is actually finished, it's going to take us a few months to move back in. We're talking about 3 floors over 60,000 square feet of library. So it is going to take us a little while to move in. We're anticipating hopefully the end of this year, maybe very early 2015.
And you mentioned 3 floors, so that third floor
will be open to the public. Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And it's going to be a state-of-the-art facility. We're super excited. It's just going to be everything that our patrons love about our library. Just updated and beautifully redone. We can't wait to get back in.
Well, it's amazing. Libraries, and I would say across South Louisiana, have really been very proactive and have had a lot of vision in Lafayette Parish in particular. Great vision
Absolutely.
About libraries.
And we're so grateful to all of the people in Lafayette that have helped us with all of those things. And we have a great core of patrons that we love and love us back.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, every time I pass the main library now on Jefferson Street, it does look so cozy. So I'm sure you'll be
We do love it there.
Yes. It seems like a wonderfully warm place that people would enjoy going to. But I know so many people looking forward to the renovations being complete on mm-hmm. the main library, complete with all of this vision, wonderful books, and ways to read in any way you can, wherever
Judith,
you are.
I expect to see you there checking out books on your mobile app, okay?
Oh, my God. You knew how old-fashioned I was about reading. But absolutely, I can feel your passion and your enthusiasm.
We'll do it together, okay?
We'll do it together. You'll help me with that app. And if you'd like to find out about anything that they've been talking about, you can go to their website, mm-hmm. sign up for their Facebook page, mm-hmm. and be on every platform mm-hmm. possible.
That's it. We'll be there.
That's right. Encourage literacy, pleasure. And you did mention that 100 Books Book Club.
Yes.
I know you're trying to encourage a lot of people to sign up.
Now's
so
the time.
Maybe
yeah.
again, recap that
sure.
and how people can get involved.
Yeah, just the 100 Book Club. It started January 1st. So if you've been kind of keeping tabs on what you read, so many of our readers, we found out, love to keep a book log. And so if you've started to write down some of those books, hey, put it towards your 100 books and then, you know, read 100 books between now and December the 31st. And then we'll have a reception and there'll be prizes and it's going to be great. And this is open to readers ages 6 and up. So as soon as the little ones start reading, they're eligible to sign up.
So anyone can be a part of this 100 Book Club.
Anyone.
Let's run right to our whatever device you need and sign up for that book club and
Absolutely.
Let it inspire us all to read this coming year. Well, thank you all so much for coming by, letting us know more about this. And we look forward to having you back throughout the year to let us know about the progress on the main
sure.
library and what wonderful programs you all have going on.
Thanks
you so much.
Thank
Emma
you.
Guillory, Beth Schassel.
Thanks.